CliffCentral.com. I can't escape this life that I'm living. I'm in the mix, I'm in love with two women. The word of mine, I got two honeys on my arms, and I don't wanna let none of them go. I can't escape this life that I'm living. I'm in the mix, I'm in love with two women. The word of mine, I got two honeys on my arms, and I don't wanna let none of them go. Oh man, it's the Lost Boys. Perfect way to start the weekend if you haven't started it already. My name is Claire Mawisa. I'm with you for the next hour. And that Lost Boys song actually was a special dedication to somebody who's in studio with me today. One of my best friends, Nana, absolutely loves that song. So that went out to her. I haven't been here for a while, so this is so cool. So hello, somebody was asking me the other day, why do you like the Cliff Central audience? And you know what I said? I said, because what I like about you guys are very expensive. You guys have money. To listen to Cliff Central, y'all need to have data, yo. Yes! It's not like you go into a saloon and then the radio actually assaults you. You guys actually choose to tune in. So if you're listening, thank you so much for listening. I'd love for you to participate and tell me what you think about what we're going to be talking about today. Of course, if you want to connect on Twitter, it's at cliffcentral.com, or of course WeChat, Cliff Central is what you got to do. So what happened was, about in the last 2 weeks, I've had like quite similar conversations with different people, completely independent from each other, and it led me to what we're going to talk about today. The first thing that happened was I met this girl from the States. And she's living in South Africa. She's been living here for 8 years. I mean, she's been living here for 8 months. So she hasn't been here long, and she's living in Morningside, and we had a business meeting, but it ended up not being about business, and she's a really great girl. And I just asked her, you know, after 8 months of being in South Africa, what is her first impression? How is she finding it? All of those things. Does she miss home? And what she said to me was quite interesting. She said that she wasn't homesick for anything in particular at home, like in the States. She didn't really miss her family because she didn't really see much of them anyway when she was living in America. But she says one of the things that really made her heart sore, that she was yearning for, was friendship. She said she really, really missed her friends so desperately. And she was telling me that she realizes that the older we get, maybe it's a bit more difficult to make friends. And she just didn't have like a social life. So on a day like today where it's Friday, the weather's great, you've got money in your pocket and you want to go out with your friends, she didn't have, or she does not have that option because she doesn't really have people. And I thought, wow, you know, that made me think. That made me realize that sometimes I take my friends for granted that they're there when I want to do the, you know, the Turkish delight at Tasha's at Melrose Arch on a Friday afternoon. And she didn't have that. So that was quite interesting. So that was the first thing. Then the second thing, a journalist called me and they wanted to do an interview. And one of the things they asked me was about friends and friendship. And they were asking me, what do I think is one of the most crucial things to keep friendships going? And I hadn't really thought about that. And it really made me think quite a lot about friends and friendship, and of course the girl that I'd spoken to. So today we're talking about friends. You know, what would a weekend be without your friends? I mean, one of the reasons why we love Friday so much is because we know Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, we can hang out with our friends. We can go do stuff, have a good time, socialize, braai, all of those wonderful things. And I think as well, I spoke about this a while ago, that not many of us are originally from Johannesburg. And so what happens is that friends are not just like those people you go to the movies with. They end up becoming your chosen family, right? I know the older I've gotten, I see less and less of my family. So I've got cousins in Joburg, and I've got aunts and uncles, but I don't hang out with them, no. But who I do hang out with and who I do actively try and connect with more consciously are my friends. So friends are so much more than just like those people over there sometimes when you want to have a turn up. They actually become your chosen family, and you spend more and more time with them. You share dreams with them. You grow up and go through different changes in your life with them. And so they actually play like a bigger role in your life, especially I think the older you get. Maybe I'm saying this because I'm old. I don't know. Maybe you'll tell me. I don't know. And so today, that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the fact that we have friends in our lives. What role do they play in your life? And do you think, you know, there are you take time to appreciate them as much as you do? I mean, I'm a loner. A lot of people don't know that. Like, I spend a lot of my time on my own, happily so. But I still value friends so much, even if it is like a hostage situation on a WhatsApp group and everyone is like texting each other and I'm like, oh my God, my friends are talking too much. I still kind of appreciate that. So I read an interesting quote from this author. His name is Tom Rath. Tom Rath wrote a book. The book is titled Vital Friends: The People You Can't Afford to Live Without. And in that book, he said he had done a lot of interviews with different types of people who have gone through like a whole lot of shit in their lives. And he said, if you ask people why they become homeless, why their marriage failed, or why they overeat and become obese, they often say it's because of the poor quality or non-existence of friendships. Isn't that deep? Oh my God. I'm going to say it again. Like, people who were homeless, yo. Homeless people. Obese. Do you know those people that cannot stand up? Like the obese people that they live in their beds. When he asked those people and had like heart-to-heart conversations with those people and said, how did you end up in this really bad situation? You know, how could you have avoided it? Most of those people, most, said that they didn't have friends. They felt outcast. They felt unloved. They weren't connected. They had no social life. They had no one that they could call if they were deep in their feelings. And I was like, wow, that really was quite powerful for me. So I thought, actually, it's much more of a deeper topic. I know it's Friday, guys. I know. And I know you don't want to get deep on a Friday, but I thought it's a much deeper topic than we had given it credit for. So what I decided to do was to bring in my two best friends. They're in studio with me today, and I'm going to ask them a couple of questions, and you will kind of maybe find out or hear our little dynamic. So if you want to comment and talk to me about the importance of friends in your life, make sure you holler at a girl, be a legend, do me a favor. Okay, I don't want to be sitting here talking by myself. The number is 0861-555-189. That's 0861-555-189. If you are listening and you want to tweet, the Twitter handle is cliffcentral.com, or my Twitter handle is Claire Mawisa, C-L-A-I-R-E. Okay, I-R-E, Mawisa. And then I'll also connect with you on WeChat. So, yes, my best friends are on the studio. I've got Felicity here. Felicity, I met when I joined SABC One. So if you watched us 15 years ago, we were those very cute people on your TV screens. and we joined around the same time. And what we did was we became such good friends, not just like through colleagues. We lived together. We ended up moving in together. We've gone through being super duper rich together and super duper broke together. We've gone through not having babies and having babies and men and no men. So I've known Felicity for 15 years. If you want to tweet Felicity, or if you want to get in touch or comment from anything she says, you can get in touch with her with at Felicity Sheba. That's at Felicity Sheba. She's super into like golf, which is really boring. And she makes all of my awesome clothes. So if I'm ever looking really fabulous, it's because she's the one that has made those clothes for me. So I've got Felicity in studio, and I also have Nana in studio. I think I've known Nana longer than I've known Felicity. I think I've known Nana for like 16, 17 years now. Nana's from Mafikeng. We met through a mutual friend. When Nana and I met, I mean, we didn't have dreadlocks and we didn't have children. Now we have both. So that's deep, okay? I've traveled across the world with Nana. We've gotten lost in Paris together. We've been broke in, like, incredible places. We've attended the most amazing events. I've had the most incredible adventures with this woman. She is a super, super duper huge sports fan, which I'm not. I don't know. They've got that thing in common. I'm really not into sports. And she really is. She's a bit of a tomboy, but that's why I think we connect, because I have a tomboy personality inside of me. And Nana tells it like it is. She tells it like she takes no nonsense. And you probably know on Twitter as at Snanza. So if you want to tweet her and connect with her, it's at Snanza. Also a publicity maven. Hello, ladies. Hey.
Hello, hello.
Hello, that was Felicity. And the hello, hello was from Nana. Have I described our friendships, like, that's how we met, right? That's how long we've known each other.
Yep.
Okay, so I just want people to know that I wasn't lying about you. They really are here. So what I wanted to do today is ask you guys a couple of questions. And, you know, I don't know if you want to share intimate things that we've been through. If you don't want to, it's fine. But I thought it would be really cool because I don't really have these conversations with my friends.
I know.
Right? Like, it's like, it would have been very strange if I had like a therapist here or a psychologist here. I thought I should actually have it with the people that I've known for like so long. So first thing, how important is friendship in your life? How important do you think friendship is in your life?
Personally, I think friendship is probably the most important thing. And I'm not disregarding my family. I love my family. I love my brothers. I don't really have sisters. I do have cousins who I absolutely love. They're female. So my girlfriends for me are so, so important because they're sisters. You know, like Claire said, it's the family you choose. And they really are my sisters, from sharing the most intimate things to seeing my ugly cry. I think Claire's probably the only person who's seen my ugly cry. You know that ugly cry? Yes, that one. So, you know, I just find friendship probably the most important thing, because you share dreams and things that you probably wouldn't even share with your family.
That's interesting too.
You do. You share things that you wouldn't share with your family, with your best friend.
Yeah. Nana, what do you think, you know, how important is friendship to you?
I kind of agree with Felicity. Friendship is extremely important. There's a lot of things that you really can't do with other people. I've got brothers and they're not so super active and they're not willing to do other things. So
are you the black sheep to me? I think you are.
Yes, I am. Guilty. Yeah, and for me, I actually go an extra mile when it comes to friendship. I'm that glue. I make sure that everyone is together, and you know, when there's issues around, I make sure that they get resolved quickly, and then we're all good.
Okay, cool. So I've got something that I want to ask you guys. I want to ask you a few questions. You wanted to say something?
Yeah, I wanted to say, and when you grow up with no brothers, like, I mean, with no sisters, but just brothers like me, your girlfriends are super, super important. Claire was saying earlier that Nana's a tomboy. I'm a tomboy too. We're all tomboys and we have that kind of connection. And you meet other good friends through your girlfriend. True. And I've met a lot of my good friends through Claire. You know, I've met people that I absolutely adore through her. And that's...
Yeah, that's awesome. I do think that, you know... people underestimate the importance of friends. So I'm glad that you said that, because that's how I feel. And I just wanted to know whether people felt the same way. You know, I thought to myself, you know, are they as important are they, do they feel like I'm as important to them as they are to me? So that's kind of cool. So I'm going to do a lot of quick fire questions, and I want us to discuss those. So the first thing I want to know, especially because we are women, right? You know those women who always say things like, I don't know, I'm not friends with girls because, you know, girls are so much drama. I have, like, more male friends because, like, males are, like, so much easier to get along with. What do you say to those women who say that women are just too much admin and they only have male friends? None of us want to answer the question.
I'll answer it.
Yeah?
I have male friends. I had a lot of male friends growing up, and I had a lot of girlfriends, and my girlfriends were more important than my male friends. And I don't believe in that, because the girlfriends that I have, there's no competition. We're not competing. We are.
Are you competing with the guys?
No. Well, no, not really.
Nana, why didn't you want to answer? I talk.
The thing is, the girls that prefer male friends,
yeah,
like, they're either, so, like, they're not comfortable in their skin, so they just feel that, okay, being with other girls, there's going to be, like, maybe competition, or they're going to say a lot of things, and they don't really like the truth, you know,
I guess. Yeah. I don't know why you don't want to say that. That is, like, so on point. That's what I feel. I feel like sometimes people feel like, you know, I do find it difficult to walk into a room full of women. I find it easier to walk into, like, a room full of men, because I feel like girls, it's a bit more intense. But I do, I agree with you 100%. I think, but I think what happens is that people think, like, oh my God, girls are more, are girls more stressed?
Like, not really.
No.
I prefer girls.
I think it depends on who you are, right?
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, cool. So, let us describe what you think is a toxic friend. Like, I think sometimes, you know, we're talking about great friends, and I think that's all well and good, but how would you describe, like, a toxic friend? And have you had a toxic friend? If, when I say a toxic friend, does an image, does a person's face pop up in your head and you're like, oh my God? So describe that person, no names, because I might know them, but describe them and tell me why you felt that they were a toxic friend.
You know, that's funny, because I have, like, a handful of friends, and I've had, like, long friendships, like 26 years, 25 years, of friendship, 15, 16 years. So I don't, I've never really had a toxic friend out of, although I have to say, you know, I have.
You've never had a toxic friend?
No, I can't even think of one person.
You're so boring. Nana? You're so boring. I've had so many.
I think I've gone through about five.
And
okay, yeah. Number one, I decided to end the friendship because, firstly, this girl made it all about her. Like, everything, it's about her.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't consider other people's feelings.
Mm.
It, like, every other day, we have to listen to her. She needs to come up with this and that. We need to listen to her dreams. I'm like, oh, my God, aren't we all friends?
I have dreams, too.
Like, what's going on? And, like, and I really got mad. Like, when I decided, okay, this is it, I felt that, okay, I deserved, like, a simple thank you on something that I did, right? And I went an extra mile, like, okay. And then I decided, okay, fine. This girl doesn't appreciate people around her. She doesn't even, you know, like, as long as things are going her way, then everything is cool. And I was like, okay, cool. Maybe I should just divert my energy elsewhere.
But then how do you... Did you break up with that friend? Because I want to know, how do you do that with someone? Because I've had toxic friends who I just feel the same way about. But I find it very difficult to moonwalk out of that relationship. So how do you do that?
No. It was kind of easy. I started ignoring texts, phone calls, and whenever I knew that she was going to be around at a party or whatever, I decided to just sit at home. And then after some time, after like 6 months, it was flat, totally over.
Because you were not investing anymore.
I deleted her on Facebook. I deleted her everywhere.
Oh my God.
It was pretty clear. And then when I bumped into her at some picnic months later, I just Mexican waved from the other side of the park. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
But it felt good.
Yeah. Good for you. I find that very difficult. Have you, like, in inverted commas, had to break up with a friend or thought to yourself, you know what, this person's not adding any value in my life, so I actually have to
Moonwalk? Okay, yes. Okay, yeah, yeah. That, in that way, yes. But I don't know about toxic. Toxic, I found a strong word to say. But I have moonwalked out of relationships, out of friendships, because, you know, you grow. You may be going different directions. You don't really connect. I don't know, you know, but I pretty much keep the same friends for long periods of time.
I, you know, for me, when I meant toxic, for me, it's like, do you feel more drained when you leave them, or do you feel like energized? Like, when you're energized, yes, then that person is adding value, yes, in many ways. But if you're feeling like, oh my God, yes, I have to spend time with her.
But
oh,
here's the thing, and it's funny, when people post all these hang around people who bring you up, hang around people who add value to your life, hang around people who do this, who do this. Whose life are you adding value to if you're only trying to hang around people who are adding value to your life? You know, there's always going to be maybe a weaker link or somebody who needs a friend who needs them to, you know, but, you know what I mean? There's always going to be a friend who probably needs you. I'm not saying you should now constantly be the person.
Mother Teresa.
Exactly. Mother Teresa. No. But I've been in situations where I've been able to help friends. I've been in horrible situations where friends have helped me immensely. And so when I'm not adding value to that friend's life at that time, should they now leave me because I can't now add value to their life?
Yeah.
And so when people say that, only hang around people who do this for you, I'm thinking, okay.
Well, for me, even when I'm helping somebody, I feel good about myself. That's a strange thing for me. It's like when I say I'm hanging around with people that are adding value to my life, even when I'm helping somebody else, it makes me feel good that I could be there for them. So I think it also depends on the type of people.
That's true.
Were talking about sometimes there's a weaker link.
Yes.
In girls, in groups of girls, because usually girls are like, they've got like groups or cliques.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a skinnier now of three or four, right? People have said that there is always a leader. Is there?
Not really. Not really. I think we all respect each other. We all respect each other's like opinions and whatever. And then there's no really like a leader. No.
Isn't there the person who, I think maybe, you know, what I've experienced in our friendships is that the different personalities play different roles.
Yes.
And there's always that one person's voice who's the loudest.
Yes.
Right? And the person who ends up being the loudest ends up being, okay, let's just go along with the louder person. Even if, like, the people don't mind going along with it. Then there's always the mother type, you know, that takes care of everyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah. That's not, yeah. And then there's a person, no, Nana, you're the admin person. You organize people. Are you on time? Are we going here?
That is organized.
Then the person, then there's somebody who's always like really, you know, touchy-feely, crying, man problems, emotional. So I do think that they're different roles, in my opinion, you know. Sometimes it might not come across as like a dictator. They are not Hitler in the friendship.
But
I do feel like sometimes there is a soft leadership happening.
Yeah.
That people end up going to. We end up going to their favorite restaurant. You know when you are at the restaurant, like, how did we end up here, guys? It's because somebody said it louder and you just didn't want to fight. You're like, oh my God.
But I just think that in a clique, you need to have a backbone. Don't go with everything.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do need to have a backbone. Look, I think you agree that I'm usually a quiet one. I'm quiet. I'm a little, you know, it's not that I don't talk. I do. And, but I don't, I'm not loud or, but I have an opinion on things that are presented to me.
Yeah.
I might not necessarily say, oh, okay, I think we should do this. I think we should do that. But I will have an opinion on that. And, I don't know. I've just,
There we are. We're talking about friends, specifically girlfriends, and the dynamics thereof and the different roles that we play in the group. does it make you, you know, as I'm talking about the different roles, are you thinking, oh, that, you know, when I said like mother role and Nana was like, oh, that's me, you know, what role do you play in your friends, in your friendship? If you had to put a label on it, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with us on WeChat, Cliff Central, or you can give us a call on 0861-555-189. That's 0861-555-189. I've got Felicity and Nana in the studio. If you want to connect with Felicity, her Twitter handle is at Felicity Sheba, and Nana's handle is at Snanza. We're talking friends. So one of the biggest questions that all men in the entire world want an answer to, that I thought to myself, we can answer it today because I've got friend experts in the studio. Okay, so I'm going to give you a moment. I'll tell you why. I'll answer the question first, but then you must answer the question. This question has been asked since the beginning of time. And nobody knows the answer to this except for girls. And the question is, why do women go to the toilet in groups? Why do women go to, why do they never just go on their own? Do you know what my answer is? I always think it's an opportunity to talk about everyone.
Yes. Yes. I look at you from across the table all the time. I'm going to the loo. Yeah, okay. Let's go. Let's and go. I look at her and I'm all the time, I'm going to the toilet.
We need to come back.
Yeah.
What do you think? Why do you think? Because people never go. Like, Nana's a very independent person. You'll find that she's disappeared. Where has she gone to? She's gone to the bathroom. Why doesn't she tell me? So anyway, that's what I think. I think it's so we can talk about you guys.
Yeah, sometimes it's an opportunity to talk about what's happening the night. Are we okay? Are we still okay to stay? Do we want to go? Is my makeup still okay? Are you, you know what I mean? Even little things, but sometimes it really is just nice to go to the bathroom with somebody else because you have that 2 seconds to talk about things that are happening.
There we go. I hope all men everywhere in the world are happy with that answer because it's the truth, yo. It's the truth. We go to talk about you and make sure we're still looking adorable.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about, friends. Next thing that I want to know is I think there's always like a tricky thing that happens with girls, especially. Jing, 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 jing.
Danger music.
Yes, danger music. I need a danger music.
Danger music.
And the danger music is, what are the rules about men?
Hello.
What are the rules about men?
The reason why you and I have been friends for so long is because, number one, you stay in your lane. I don't date you. I've got a spec, you've got your spec, and we all know what's up.
Yeah.
And you don't date each other's exes. You don't even think about that person, you know? Yeah. That's it.
Is it okay, though? Like, okay, I think...
I think that has worked, and let's keep it that way, you know, like, that has worked over time, so...
So, okay, all I'm saying is that... this morning I was listening to a conversation and listening to a group of people talking, and the conversation went kind of like, his friends, this guy and this girl, they were dating, and obviously when they were dating they met each other's friends, which was great, and then their relationship ended, right? And then the guy's friend was like, listen, I see you and your girl are over. Would you mind if I got in there? And the guy was like, it's cool. I have no issues. And then the guy went in there. And then, this is a happy story, guys. I know you're shaking your head. Like, they ended up getting married. Right? So I thought, okay, if they got married, then it kind of makes everything okay, because other than that, I was very, that's like ratchet behavior, that's like wrong. red danger, yeah. Like flashing. But they ended up getting married. So she went out with her man's, you know, person. So I want to know, if we did have the same spec, if we did like the same type of guy, and, you know, the same type of guy liked us, what must happen now?
Yeah. Well, I, you know, here's the thing. I mean, you and I have been friends for a really long time, and we have never really had the same taste in men, ever. We've never had the same taste in men. I know this. People might think this is strange. We have never had the same taste in men. Even though we've had the same guys light on us. Yeah.
No way.
We've had the same guys hit on us or like us, but we've never had the same taste in men.
You guys, you guys are not right. You know, this is not the right answer I was looking for.
So that kind of helps in a way, but with regards to dating your friend's ex or your friend's whatnot, if you know
limit,
if you know that that is your ex, that is your friend's ex, then I don't know, you know. If you
what if it ends up? What if it's true love? What they end up getting married, Felicity?
I don't know. I still don't know.
Is it awkward?
It's awkward.
But don't we all? Okay, to be honest. Okay, I'm going to ask you. I know the answer to this question because I'm your friend. So are you trying to say that there are exes that you have that you are not over? Like, are you? I know you both have exes.
Yes.
That you are so over with. Like, you are so over. You actually have forgotten that you
Went out with them.
So what if I start going out? Why is it a problem when I want a guy?
Oh.
You guys, honestly, okay, the world is a small place, guys. The world is a small place. Other people are chatting.
Okay, my ex from primary school. Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Why not?
High school?
In high school, yeah.
Bumba. Ex from 7 years ago.
Full stop.
But you forgot it. You don't even care. You broke up with him.
No, it's going to be awkward, honestly. Unless if you guys hang out and I'm not there, you know.
I don't know. If you agree with them.
So what if you meet someone and you, well, but then you're friends. You would know all your friends' exes.
Yes. Or you've heard their names, or you've heard them, people talk about them, or you cry. Like, I haven't met Nana's exes. I haven't met all of your exes, but I've heard you either mention their name or talk about it, or there was an era in your life.
Yes.
Personally, I, Claire Mawisa, would like to declare today, on the 8th of May, that if you have forgotten the guy that you even dated, I don't know why you still have dibs on him and why you're giving it out to other people. But if you agree with Felicity and Nana, maybe you can help me understand, because they are not having any of it.
Yeah?
There's even silence. It's awkward in the studio.
It's awkward!
It's awkward in the studio. Okay, so cool. So then my thing is that, you know, I had a situation where I had a group of friends, the divas. Everyone knows, well, not everyone knows, but everyone knows, like, when you have a group of friends, sometimes they're like 6 or 7 of you, beautiful girls. We were all hanging out quite often, and men would come and they'd hit on us. But before we see this hot guy, he's walking towards us, and we're like, yo, we are all going crazy about the hot guy walking towards, right? And then what you realize then is that he's actually coming to talk to one of you.
Not all of you.
Yes,
all of you. Yes. But because Nana, Claire, and Felicity are both melting, and then he goes to Sarah. And you're like, and then he tries to get with Sarah, and he's trying to hook up with Sarah, and then Sarah says no. Sarah doesn't want him. Then he's going to look at us again, and then he's like, oh yeah, okay. At least next. Nana's available, maybe. And then he talks to Nana, and then Nana looks more open to what he's saying. Is that okay for Nana to say yes?
I think so.
Why?
I get a first choice said no.
Second choice. Nana, I get a first choice said no.
That's the thing, because that became an issue in our friendship. That became a huge issue in our friendship, that there were people that wanted to, like, get with one of us, and somebody said no, and they needed to struggle through the group. And so I just want to make sure that I've dealt with all the men-related issues.
Look, if Sarah says no, and Sarah is okay with now Nana going ahead, then I suppose it's okay.
If Sarah's okay, so Sarah must bless the relationship.
If Sarah's
not okay.
Not really?
No. I've been in a relationship after Sarah said no, and we were still cool with Sarah.
Oh.
And the dude would keep on saying, huh, how's Sarah doing? My friend, you are with me now.
Forget about Sarah. Forget about Sarah. What are you asking about Sarah for?
Oh, my God. We talk about friends. My best friends. Felicity Sheba on Twitter. At Snanza on Twitter as well. Nana's with us. And I'd love to hear from you as well. What you think about friends. The next thing I want to know is like something that's been very strange, and I don't know if this is really true. I'll tell you what I think is, do you think we ever, one of the reasons, going back to one of the first questions about women and women saying it's difficult to be with other women or make friends with other women, is do you think we ever, or do you, have you ever secretly in your own private space being envious or jealous of a friend? Ah, guys, silence.
No. Not in a bad way. You know, like when, let's say for an example, I've been wanting to go to Las Vegas, mm-hmm. and then you get to go before me. Obviously, I'm going to be jealous, but not in a bad way that I'm like, I'm not going to talk to you for months. No. I'm just jealous that you going before I get to go, and I'm the one who's been talking about it. I don't have enough money at the time to go. Then it's cool.
You're happy for me, but you're still jealous.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
This is when we say to each other, I'm so jealous, but I'm happy. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
This is when we say, if you're really, really close, you usually say, I am so jealous, I'm so envious, but I'm so happy you're doing this. I don't know. I've never been...
I think there are times for me that, I don't know if I call it like jealousy or envy. It's that when something is not going well in my life, but I see it's going well in your life, there's, I want it. You know, I want that, whatever it is. So I don't know whether it's like either a relationship or work or money or, you know what I mean? I don't know. I can't think of an example now, but you know, I will make that example in my mind that, wow, you know, Nana's really doing well for herself. She's doing these things and she's going there. Wow, you know, I do set it as a benchmark, because another thing that I want to know is that this kind of bleeds into the next question about money. You know what I mean? Does money affect a friendship? If somebody becomes a multimillionaire overnight, or if somebody doesn't have any money at all, like, doesn't that affect the dynamics of a friendship?
It depends. I've heard a lot of girlfriends complaining about that, that once one of them gets successful and then they start treating them somehow. But I don't think it's the case. If you've known somebody for forever, it's not going to be the case. Yes, lifestyle is going to change, yes. But I don't think... No. For an example, you wanted to have your birthday in Saint-Tropez. I didn't have money at the time. You had money. You decided to give me a flight ticket as my birthday present to join you for your birthday. I don't think, like, you can see that, because you didn't want to be alone there. Mm-hmm. You wanted to enjoy your 30th with your friends. Mm-hmm. See?
It does make sense, but I do get what you're saying. Do you know what I think? With that particular example, I was hoping you would receive that with an open heart as well. Because what happens is that you kind of need to have, like, not a backbone, but you need to be strong within yourself. If you are not the friend who's multimillionaire, or if you are the friend who has got the money. Like, I feel like you need to kind of have some sort of self-esteem going on in your life. Yeah. So that it doesn't affect. But that self-esteem needs to be strong.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because money affects a lot of relationships. And I don't know, like, sometimes it does make friendships just a bit, I don't know, difficult to navigate.
I've heard a lot of friends saying money does make friendships difficult and everything. But the kind of friends that I have, if I'm in a seriously difficult situation money-wise, I will not feel bad if they are helping me because they, I know it's out of the goodness of their heart. And I just think with the kind of friendship you have, it all comes out the same in the wash with the things that you've gone through together. I don't know. But some people are like, I'll never borrow a friend money because money does this or money does that. And I say to each their own. And
to be honest, I'll make a confession right now. You guys don't know, but I'm going to tell you now. I do have money friends. I have money friends. I've got like two money friends. Money friends who I've had a serious conversation with money with. I can ask them for a lot of money and they can give it to me, and I can ask and they ask me. And it's almost like we spoke about it once and we spoke about it never again.
Yes.
They're not necessarily my tight people, right? They're not necessarily like my buddies. We don't go out for drinks and stuff like that. But I've had the conversation with them. I'm like, listen, you are my, we can we, and they, I have a money arrangement. If times get tough, I can like reach out and they can hand over like 5-10 grand. And I'm like, okay, no sharp, thank you, Jesus. And then they can do the same if I have that money.
Yeah.
But I think for me, sometimes in strange ways, money does affect a relationship. I don't know. I think I've got friends who are a bit of saints. I don't know. Maybe your friends are like completely different and a bit more ratchet than mine, because mine are like super like this. I'm like, no, money doesn't affect friendship. No, it's not what we do. I'm talking about friends. My name is Claire Mawisa. I'm with you for the next 15 minutes until 2 o'clock, where O'Neill will take over right here on CliffCentral.com. I'd love for you to get in touch. So make sure that you get in touch on WeChat Cliff Central, or you can even call. Yes, you can call. The number is 0861-555-189. That's 0861-555-189. A special treat is going to happen for you after 2 o'clock. I can't wait for you to hear what's happening outside. People are preparing for a live studio-like performance, guys. Great things are happening at Cliff Central. So if you want to get in touch, I'd love to hear from you.
CliffCentral.com.
Like I was saying earlier, after me, in the next 10 minutes, O'Neill will be taking over. There's an incredible live performance. I'm not going to tell you too much about it because I want you to stay tuned to Cliff Central. My name is Claire Mawisa. I've been talking about friends and friendship. I've got my best friends in the studio, Felicity Sheba, at Felicity Sheba, if you want to get in touch with her on Twitter. And I've got Nana here, at Snanza, if you want to get in touch with her on Twitter. I've got a message from Gloria that I'd love both of my best friends to answer, please. Gloria Mary Mulema, she got in touch with us on WeChat. You can too, at Cliff Central. She asks, what if you have friends who expect you to check up on them all the time, but they never do the same? Sad face.
That's high maintenance friendship. I don't do that. Friendship needs to be easygoing. If I don't call you for like a week or two, don't catch feelings, please. Like, just relax. come on. It needs to be easy friendship.
That's what I tell people. I tell people if it's a lot of work, if it feels like a lot of work, then it's not really friendship, because I know that I don't speak to you guys for like days, weeks on end. And then when I do speak to you, it's like, hey, what's up? Yeah, okay, no, sharp. Okay, no, sharp, sharp. And then it's as if we had a conversation yesterday. What do you think about high maintenance friendships?
Yeah, I totally agree with Nana, because, look, we're adults. You can't keep checking up on people every single day, and don't feel bad if they don't check up on you all the time. As long as your friendship is intact, when you do say, hey, how are you? Are you good? Yeah, I'm good. Then it should be fine. We can't be talking every day.
I hope you got your answer, Gloria. Gloria May Mulema, thank you so much for getting in touch with us on WeChat. There's some surprising statistics that I spoke to you guys earlier about. Well, I was telling everyone about this author, Tom Rath, who wrote a book. The book is called Vital Friends, The People You Can't Afford to Live Without. And in the book, he uncovers some surprising statistics that I thought I'd share with you. He said, if your best friend eats healthily, Claire, you have 5 times more likely to have a healthy diet yourself. Mm-hmm. Also, he says,
Married people say friendship is more than 5 times as important as physical intimacy within the marriage. So basically, it is 5 times more important to be friends with a person that you're married to than actual the physical intimacy that happens. I wouldn't know, I'm not married, but my friends are, so hey, have been. So that's interesting. Also says, those who say they have no real friends at work have only a 1 in 12 chance of feeling engaged in their job. So basically, you have to make friends at work if you want to enjoy your work, if you want to stay engaged, if you want to, you know, do well there. Make friends at work. Don't just tell people that you... I didn't come here to make friends. I just came here to work. Don't do that. Conversely, if you have a best friend at work, you are 7 times more likely to feel engaged in your job and to enjoy your job. That's like super incredible, right? Just to like keep in your mind, like as you are turning it up this weekend, like, you know, make sure that you also make a concerted effort to make friends in your workspace because you spend most of your time there anyway. So another question I really wanted to ask my friends, because they are experts at this and I just don't understand what happens. So I want to know, every time I've gone to a friend's wedding, right? Acquaintance, somebody I know, go to their wedding, especially if I'm friends with a girl. Friends with a girl, go to the wedding, that is the last time I see her in life, ever, again. I will make an example. I will name someone, right, that you know. Okay. I went to a friend's wedding. I was her bridesmaid. Okay, we lived overseas together, right? Went to her wedding. That was the last time I saw her, and that was like 8, 9, 10 years ago. So, as people who have been married, please tell me what happens when you guys get into a marriage and then us friends are like out in the cold, like on some, open the door, please, like don't forget about me.
I think most people think that they then need to start having, making friends with other married people, married couples, which is wrong. I tolerate our family friends. I tolerate them, but I would never, like, call any of them on some, hey, let's hang out, whatever. No,
so
I've got friends.
You're married, and so you have got other married friends.
Yeah, family friends.
And you guys hang out together. That must be so boring to me because I'm not there.
Once in a while. Yes. But what I do is I always make sure that my friends are there somehow.
Okay. Okay, so what do you think? What happens in a marriage when we were tight friends, used to do stuff together, and then a friend gets married and then you kind of like drift apart?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what happens because I keep my friendships in, you know, because my friendships are so much more important. There are things that don't mean to burst your bubble, guys. Your wife will not talk to you about, but would rather speak to your girlfriend about, their girlfriend about. And yes, my girlfriends are important. They have to stay in the relationship. It matters. And they've been there probably longer than you have. So I can't now divorce my friend because I have now met the love of my life. No.
Did you guys hear that? Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. And husbands don't get jealous of your girlfriend's friends because some do.
Yeah.
You're spending a lot. You just called your girlfriend. How come you were nice? She's my girlfriend. She wasn't fighting with me just 2 seconds ago. So she's, you know what I mean?
We've got another question coming through from WeChat. If you want to get in touch, do that. We've got another 5 minutes. WeChat is Cliff Central. I don't know if you're not like listening on WeChat. Like what's... You need to seriously think about the choices you're making in your life. If you want to better your life, honestly, you should be listening to Cliff Central. If this is your first podcast, you should be ashamed of yourself, but it's a good start, okay? I've got another message here from Kimberly. Thank you so much for getting in touch, Kimberly. Yay, Kimberly. Claire, question for all of you guys. What would you do if you saw your friend's partner cheating on her? Tell her or keep it to yourself? Dang, dang, dang. I need a danger music for the show.
Dang, dang, dang.
So, yeah. So, I will tell you, Kimberly, from my experience, I'm going to get like Nana and Felicity to answer this too. I saw my friend, she was married to this guy. Okay? I go out clubbing in my youth when I was still like clubbing. The guy, the husband, is on the dance floor. Listen, guys, if they didn't have clothes on, they would be making babies. Like the way they were grinding on each other and whispering. They were licking face, guys. No. They were getting so intimate and got dirty on the inside. Okay. And then I saw him and he saw me. We saw each other. And he knows that I'm friends with the wife. So then, what do? I decide at that moment, I'm going to tell her. Chomi. I'm out in the streets. What's happening? Listen, I know you're at home sleeping. I am seeing your man here doing dirty things to a skank, okay? Doing dirty things. Do you know what, ne? Her reaction surprised me because she didn't get upset. She told me that maybe I was mistaken. That am I sure? And why am I doing this to her? She wanted to know why me, good friend, was doing this to her. So at that moment, I thought to myself, never again, shame. Never, never, never. I'm not going to tell you if you're, I don't know. I'm going to consult the council of friends. What do you think?
Speaking from experience, I was in Rosebank a long time ago when we were still at SABC. And I'm walking in Rosebank. I see my friend's husband. They were married too at the time. Walking with a girl and they are looking really, really like a couple. I'm looking and I'm thinking, this is strange. So I make a call. I go, hey. She says, hi, I'm at work. I said, listen, I just saw your husband walking with some girl. She looks like this, like this, like this. And she says, oh my gosh, that's the girl. I'm like, what do you mean that's the girl? That's the girl I think my husband's cheating me. I was like, oh no, are you serious? Well, they're here in Rosebank. She calls him, puts the phone down on me, calls him and says, where are you? He says, I'm in Pretoria. She says, no, someone just saw you in Rosebank. And he says, who? I'm in Pretoria. They're lying. She calls me back and says, no, you sure it was him? It's not. I said, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I am walking behind them. And then she says to me, I said, friend, I'm walking behind them. Call him back and tell him, Felicity just saw you. So she calls back and says, Felicity just saw you. And she knows you, so she's not mistaken. Anyway, 2 hours later, he calls me and says, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Because he had my number, Pella. I'm saying, my friend, who do you think you are? You can't do this. What? I said, I'm driving to the SABC now. Come and see me. You and I can chat. I saw you. I told her she's my friend. You're not my friend. Tough luck. What you going to do about it?
So then what must
don't
you do?
Don't call me again.
So do you tell or do you not tell?
You tell.
I don't tell immediately.
Mumba, this is very serious. When do you tell?
I don't know. Like, I think about it. I think of angles, nice angles, because I've tried it before and I was also...
backfired.
Yep. That girl was like, no, not my boyfriend. Nah, not a chance.
Do you know? Chicks,
so
women, Riso, we try to stick together and then a man comes in between us. Kimberly, I'm so sorry. This is like a really bad answer for your question. Kimberly got in touch thinking that we would like clear the air, but instead we like murked everything up. I'm so sorry. Thank you so much, guys. Our time is up. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Yay, this was fantastic. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much, Nana, for coming through. Talking about friends, listen, we could have spoken about this all day, especially if we had cocktails.
Yeah,
on a Friday.
I need to ask Mr. Cliff about getting alcohol in the studio because he's all about the weekend, baby. Isn't he all about the weekend?
It's the weekend! Baby!
I mean, really. On CliffCentral.com.